This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Emotional Healing on Tap this hour. We'll be joined by Dr. Brad Nelson momentarily and his book, The Emotion Code, and all the things it can help you with. And I'm just thrilled to have him on. Just a moment. I want to let you know about this Optimal Health Beyond COVID Summit. I bet most people have not heard about this. Why? Because I'm in it. I'm one of the featured speakers. Remember, I'm the best kept secret in health talk media. Until you guys start yapping about it, then suddenly somebody finds it. But hey, thank you for being here. It's a free online summit. We have it linked up in the upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com. And that's going on as of today, May the 2nd, 2022, till the 6th. It's not that long, but there's a lot of great info. Optimal health beyond COVID. And I was interviewed for that. They always call me doctor. I don't claim to be a doctor. Yeah, so I'm a homeopathic guy, you know, and a lot of people understand the word doctor, meaning teacher or healer. And under that spirit, I acknowledge it and will wear it. But I don't pretend to be a medical doctor. I thought I wanted to be one as a kid. My uncle, the doctor, medical doctor, told me, don't do it. And I didn't understand it till much later because I could not live with myself if I did to others what doctors did to me. Now, that's not to say that all doctors are evil and horrible, but as we talk about the trap that they're in, go back to hour one and hear our article about the new rules for medicine that Steve Kirsch wrote today in his Substack. But the COVID, the Optimal Health Beyond COVID, that's a phenomenal one. If you scroll down at robertscottbell.com, you'll see a whole lot of amazing events, including Ty and Charlene Bollinger's Propaganda Exposed, starting up in 2 days from now, May 4th to the 11th. And I'm in that as well. I got a big event with Dr. Peter McCullough, May 13th in Orem, Utah. I hope you can make it to that. There's a discount code if you use the code RSB30, I believe. You get 30% off. We've got Online Fibro Summit, Radical Healing Summit, the Advanced Medicine Conference with Dr. Rasha Bitar and many of our friends. Use the code BELL to get a discount for that. That's Memorial Day weekend in San Antonio, Texas. Then we have the Next Steps Conference in Atlanta. And that Del Bigtree and Jennifer Margulis and I will be changing the paradigm for you on day two there in the media. And that's happening in Atlanta, June 3rd and 4th. There's a code there. What is the code for that one? Is it RSB? Is it Bell? I can't keep up with all these discount codes for that. You know that
Bell
one?
Bell 30.
Bell 30 as well for that? Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Well, we always try to get you the best deals. Chronic Inflammation Summit coming up. I've just been invited and confirmed to be at the Healthcare Homecoming with the Nurse Freedom Network in Nashville/Franklin, Tennessee, June 12th. That's the shed at the factory in Franklin, Tennessee, standing in the gap. Peter McCullough, I think, will be there at that one. And there's a little code you can get to that. And finally, we're adding Autism One. Mentioned that last hour briefly. It's back. It's going to be in the desert in August outside of Phoenix and Mesa. Yes, it'll be hot, but you'll be indoors, and you'll be surrounded by warm hearts, loving hearts, supporting each other. And I'll be speaking at that one, and that's going to be, August 18th, 19th, and 20th. So with those upcoming events, there's more to discuss. But first, we got to bring up first-time guests. I can't believe it's taken me so long to get them on. I'm such a slacker, but he's a busy guy. Dr. Brad Nelson, he's amazing. Brad, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, finally.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Robert. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on, and I just let people a little backstory. Connected to you, I believe, through my friends at Cardio Miracle, Stan Graham and John Hewlett, and they were just singing your praises. Like, this Brad guy's got to be walking on water as much as they said about you. And you were so kind and gracious as to meet with my wife a number of times and deal with things that were like, I talk about this, it's like everybody's got stuff. It's like, I'm stuck. I'm in a pattern. I can't seem to escape. I don't know what it is. Is there an emotional thing? Is it a PTSD thing from my past? And I'm like, you probably hear this every day. I'm stuck and I have no earthly idea why.
Yep. That's exactly right. Well, that's how I got to where I am, and that's why I wrote this book, The Emotion Code, How to Release Your Trapped Emotions for Abundant Health, Love, and Happiness. It's all about emotional baggage, right?
You have a website, discoverhealing.com. We have linked up in the show notes as well. Now, you are a retired doctor of chiropractic as well, so you understand a more, let's say, holistic view of the body, of body, mind, spirit, the energetic, the innate intelligence concepts. How did all of that training impact your discoveries, if you will, with the emotion code that led to the book and also a system that I believe you're teaching others to be able to duplicate around the world?
Right, exactly. We have ongoing certification programs. We've certified, it'll be 10,000 people soon in about 80 different countries who are doing the emotion code. And, you know, it's an interesting story that my journey has been really kind of entertaining and fun, but sometimes it's been hard. When I was 13 years old, I was diagnosed with kidney disease, and there was no treatment available for me. And that was really my first introduction to alternative medicine, because I was cured in pretty short order through some alternative doctors who worked with me. And they practiced out on the edge of town in a trailer house in the middle of a wheat field. And they fixed me. And so I decided that's what I wanted to do when I was that age. And later I got sidetracked, got into computers, became a computer programmer. And then it was really an answer to prayer that brought me back to the road that I was supposed to be on, and that was going into the healing arts. And so when I got into practice, I developed this habit because I felt like God had gotten me into this, and so maybe he would help me. And so I had this habit that I developed. It was a totally private, totally personal habit. Nobody ever knew that I was doing this. But before I would go to work on somebody, I would just take a moment and ask God to help me with that person. Mm-hmm. And this went on for 20 years, basically, and it was a private thing, but I'll tell you something. There were times when someone would come in to see me, and I didn't know how to help them, didn't know how to approach their problem, and I would offer that silent prayer, and information would just flood in like an avalanche of data. And if you've had that kind of an experience, you know what that's like, and it's really, really fun and kind of exciting. And some things I learned are just not widely known. And so, so one of those things was that all of my patients, no matter how young or how old they were or what their symptoms were, they all had something in common, and that was what I came to call their emotional baggage, the emotional energies of those experiences that they had been through that had not really been processed. And so those emotional energies were still with them and were causing symptoms for them in the here and now.
Dr. Nelson, were these people, as you were discovering this, overtly coming in and saying, like I'm announced, I'm stuck and I don't know what it is, it's probably emotional, or were they just completely oblivious to this, and in the process of you asking for help and guidance from God, you uncovered these patterns of emotional baggage in pretty much everybody that lives today? It's just part of life, part of our existence.
Right, exactly. I mean, I was just trying to help them with their pain or their depression or anxiety or phobias or their panic attacks or PTSD or their self-sabotage of some kind, or people would come in with disease processes. And what I found was that every disease process had an emotional component to it as time went on. And all of these things that I mentioned all had emotional baggage as a huge component. You know, it's interesting because some of the stories, some of the things that happened to me were so really amazing. I had a woman that came into me once, for example, probably 30-some years ago, who thought she was having a heart attack. She had crushing chest pain, difficulty breathing. Left side of her face was totally numb. Her left arm was totally numb. And I told my staff, I said, look, I think she's having a heart attack. We might need an ambulance, but hold on just one minute. And I did some testing on her and found she had some emotional baggage. It was a trapped emotion. And within about a minute, I was able to figure this out, that she had a trapped emotion. The emotion was grief. And this overwhelming feeling of grief that had gotten trapped in her body had occurred 3 years before. And when I arrived at that, she actually burst into tears. And she said, I can't believe that's affecting me. I thought I dealt with all that. And I said, well, what in the world happened to you? And she said that 3 years before, her husband had been having an affair, and she didn't know about it, but she found out about it and confronted him with the evidence, and the marriage blew up, and she was really deeply in love with that guy and planned on being with him forever, but that was the end of it. And so they got a divorce, and then she had, you know, it was a very hard situation for her, but she went to therapy, cognitive therapy and so on, dealt with it, you know, did that for a year, and then got remarried. So as far as she was concerned, what had happened with this guy was that was her ex, and it was over, it was history. But as far as her body was concerned, that energy was still right there with her. And when I released that trapped emotional energy from her body, the feeling came back into her face and into her arm within about 2 or 3 seconds. The chest pain, difficulty breathing was gone. It was all gone. And she left the office about 10 minutes later after joking with me and my staff. And I remember after she left, she was feeling totally fine. And after she left, I remember sitting at my desk thinking, what did I just see? How is that possible? But what we know now, of course, is that our trapped emotions cause 90% of all the physical pain that people have. And that sounds impossible, maybe, but I'm telling you, it's absolutely true. 90%, think of that, 90% of all the physical pain, the migraine headaches, the low back pain, the knee pain, the neck pain, the elbow pain, I mean, it's all about emotional baggage. Almost all of it, 9 out of 10 times, it's just emotional baggage. You clear that baggage, and that pain can just vanish away.
Brad,
and that's what's driving this worldwide success of this this work.
You talked about a very traumatic emotional example that you gave, and you know, people can have not as traumatic, but yet still be significantly altered in their worldview them by an event that they thought they were over and beyond. The question is how to get beyond these traumas, because oftentimes we build layers to defend ourselves from those traumas because they're just too painful. If we talk about the pain that manifests otherwise, to be able to confront and get beyond. Can you still hear me, Brad? Looks like Brad said I've frozen up. I promise I have not froze up. Super Don, help me out here because Brad can't see me or hear me otherwise.
Oh, you can still see and hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
You're frozen on my end. I'll just keep talking, I guess, if you can still hear me. So that was one of the first experiences that I had that taught me how powerful this emotional baggage is. And I've had many, many, many experiences since then. One of the exciting things about this work is that it works with children, it works with adults, and it even works with animals. In fact, one of my favorite, yes, exactly, it's overcoming emotional trauma without having to relive it. Now, there are methods in the world that will show you or that will make you kind of go back into that experience and kind of relive it. And this is not that way at all.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is very, very rapid, very simple, very easy. Anybody can learn how to do this. Kids can learn how to do it. There was a, let's see here. It says drop and reconnect. Hang on one second here.
Yeah. Sorry about that, y'all. We're just going to get this going. I don't know what happened, the glitch in the matrix that occurs from time to time, but Brad Nelson is bringing it. He's rocking the health world with his emotion code, and I want you guys to plug into this because so many of us, unbeknownst to us, we may be stuck in patterns that we have no earthly idea it exists or pre-exist. In fact, sometimes you'll find as working with Brad, there'll be patterns that have emerged even from previous, what would he call it, our ancestry, right? And it's not a new concept within certain healing work or maybe Native American traditions or otherwise that they say, you know, traumas that have occurred in your bloodline can be visited upon you in this lifetime. Others, some believe it may have been a previous existence or lifetime to those that believe they live multiple lives. I get it. A lot of people have different viewpoints or beliefs about that. But regardless, what I've noticed with Dr. Nelson's work, that he can pull traumas up from prior to your existence in terms of the bloodline and other family members throughout history. And again, that's not a new concept, but I was fascinated to see that Dr. Nelson also acknowledged that was helping people through that. And Brad, you're back. And can you see me and hear me okay in real time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. And now the thing that I brought up about being able to get through past traumas without having to relive them, that's what I also noticed, interestingly enough, about your methods, that some people say we must confront, we must bring to the surface and relive them in order to get over them. Your technique seemingly allows folks to get beyond them without having to relive the traumas.
Right. And that's one of the really beautiful things about this. It's part of what makes it simple. And to understand how it works, you have to understand that the body itself is really just energy. I mean, if you look at your hand, it looks familiar, but if you were to magnify your hand under a microscope, pretty soon it wouldn't look the same. It would look like a foreign landscape. At about 850,000 power magnification, You might be looking at a strand of DNA. It doesn't look anything like your hand, but it's still part of your hand. And if you continue to magnify that strand of DNA, at somewhere around a million times magnification or more, you'd be looking at a single individual atom. And if you look inside the atom, you see there's really nothing in there, just empty space and some little infinitesimally tiny energies that are zipping around at the speed of light. And the reality of it is that that's who you are. That's who we are. We are beings of pure energy. Well, so when you're feeling an emotion, especially if it's being felt very powerfully, if you're feeling really depressed or really angry or resentful or frustrated or whatever it is, what you're feeling, since everything is energy and emotions are energy too, what you're feeling is a certain frequency of vibration. And so anger is a different frequency than sadness, and that's different from grief and so on. And so sometimes what happens is if that emotion is too powerful, the energy of that emotion can become trapped in the body so that when that event is over, when the bully moves away or the divorce is finalized or you quit that terrible job and get a better job, even though you move on with life, the energy that occurred back then is still with you. You know, a great example of this and how this, how these trapped emotions affect us is a guy that came in to see me. This is many years ago. Big guy comes in. He's got really serious, really severe low back pain. It's a 9 on a 0 to 10 scale. And, 10 is as high as it gets. And so I was doing some testing on him and found, using the emotion code, that he had a trapped emotion that was contributing to this pain in his back. And the emotion was anger. And asking a few more questions of his subconscious mind, and I'll explain that in a minute here, I found that this had occurred about 20 years before. And he immediately piped up and said, okay, I know what that's about. What had happened was 20 years before, he was at a work situation where he was accused of something that he didn't do, and he was very angry about it. Well, that energy became trapped in his body. And so 20 years later, it brings him in to see me. Well, I released the trapped emotion from him, just took a few seconds, and immediately the pain went from a 9 to a 0. It was completely gone. And to him, it just was impossible. He kept bending over and walking around and twisting this way and that way and exclaiming. He couldn't believe it. And I was grateful that it worked so well. Mm-hmm. Now, why did that work that way? Well, you see, when you have a trapped emotion, what it really is in the body, since the body is just an energy field, a trapped emotion in the body is like a little ball of energy, like from about the size of a baseball, the size of a softball. And in his case, he had a ball of anger in his low back. And so when you have an emotional energy like that in the body's energy field, what it does is it continually exerts this distorting force on the energy field of the body. And because that's all the body is an energy field, well, you're interfering with, you're distorting the chemical reactions in that area, the blood flow, the lymph flow, the flow of acupuncture energy in that area. It's all affected.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Planes dumping water on New Mexico's wildfires are being grounded by strong winds. Airborne firefighters are battling 6 fires in New Mexico, including the massive Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire near Santa Fe, which has forced 16,000 evacuations and destroyed over 170 homes. As far as when it comes to evacuations...
Here's the thing about evacuation. Where do you go? This is a very family-oriented community, but not everybody has family.
Pro-life and pro-choice activists are continuing to take to the streets this weekend, either to voice their approval or opposition to an illegally leaked Supreme Court draft opinion indicating the justices could overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. This is USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is set to hold a vote next week on allowing House staffers to unionize. Currently, staffers on congressional committees and in the personal offices of individual lawmakers and congressional leaders are not unionized, despite having the opportunity under the 1995 Congressional Accountability Act. The law and regulations put forth by the Office of Congressional Workplace Rights allow congressional staffers to unionize, provided lawmakers in both the House and Senate passed a resolution enabling unionization. Republicans have stayed largely quiet on the issue. The owner of TurboTax is going to pay a lot of money for charging for services that should have been offered for free. An agreement involving all 50 states and Washington, D.C. will see financial software company Intuit pay $141 million to low-income Americans who paid for those free services. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So when I released that, suddenly the pain was gone. Didn't need to be there anymore. That distorting effect was gone. But there's another effect that these trapped emotions have on us. And here's what happened. This is such a great example because 2 days later, this guy came back in to see me for a follow-up. And as I was talking with him, he said, when I came in here, I had another problem I didn't tell you about. He said, for as long as I can remember, I've basically been what you'd call a rageaholic. And I'm always yelling at my wife and my kids. I've got to watch the road rage. And I've been to anger management several times. Hasn't really helped me. But he said, since you released that trapped emotion of anger from me, he said, I feel really different. He said, things that used to set me off don't set me off now. I just feel kind of relaxed and kind of peaceful. He said, how did that work? And at the time I said, well, I don't know, because I didn't know. But what we believe now is that in his case, for example, he had this ball of anger in his low back. So think of this. The tissues in that part of his body were feeling that emotion, that vibration, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so when a situation would come along in his life where he might tend to feel anger, he would slide right into that resonance, right into that vibration much more easily than he otherwise would have because part of his body was feeling that emotion of anger all the time. So if you think about your own life and all the things you've been through and the ups and downs, and maybe you've been through a divorce, maybe you were bullied as a child, maybe your parents used to argue, maybe you used to cry yourself to sleep at night. I mean, you know, we all experience these emotional episodes in our lives, and that emotional baggage can still be with you and can still be haunting you in ways that you might not really realize.
Yeah. I was thinking about the emotional baggage of being a physician, an allopathically trained medical doctor with a license now. In the last 2 years, many of them have come to a crisis point, not only beyond COVID but or about it, but the realization of not only the limitations of their own training, but maybe the outright deception of their own training as they've woken up and said, my gosh, what's happening here is a direct assault to what I know to be right, correct, and true in terms of my ability, as they said, to help somebody in crisis, have them survive at 100% success rate, and yet be attacked for that. Talk about a weird emotional trap to be in. Like you're trained to do something, you actually do it, and you're attacked for it by your own, what we call family, for lack of a better way, but medical community.
Yeah, these are crazy times that we're living in, and I think that there are a lot of physicians, a lot of consciously aware and awake physicians and nurses that I think the figure is recently I heard that 20% of them had actually left the profession, and so we're in a definite transitional period right now. But I'm excited because I see a lot of possibility for the future. And there's a lot of there's tremendous healing work that's being made available. The emotion code is part of that work, where people are finding that they can take care of themselves, and that there is so much that they can do. You know, Western medicine is great. I'm sure you'll agree with me. It's great at acute problems, right? You know, if you don't make it over the railroad tracks quick enough, and the train hits you, and your leg's now over there. Well, Western medicine very likely can reattach that leg. But for most things that are not that traumatic, Western medicine is not really that good. And, of course, the medical pharmaceutical industrial complex now is doing better than ever before and trying desperately, I think, really, to maintain their power base. But
they ignore those hidden trapped emotions or facilitate or make that an excuse to what? To drug people out of whatever connection to reality that they might have left in the midst of their trauma. And, of course, by poisoning people back to health, they never get back to health. You can't, by definition, do that. And yet there are as many traumas as there are people times a zillion. You know, it's part of the life that we live and the lifetimes that we've led here and going back to previous in our ancestry. And I want to talk to you about that part of the emotion code when we come back from this break on Friday on TV. They got to take a break in just about 30 seconds. But I do want to get into that whole historical aspect going back well before our memory to previous, family members. Right.
Maybe. Yeah, that is one of the really exciting aspects of the emotion code. You see, with the emotion code, what we do is we teach people how to tap into the subconscious mind. And that's really where all the good information is.
Hold that thought, because we got to take a break here. If you're now joining us on Brighteon.tv, we're going to take a 2.5 minute break. Be back. I'm going to be talking behind the scenes for those of you at RobertScoutBell.com. Be with you in a moment. OK, in theory, as I said, I never know. The folks at Brighteon.tv are scheduled to take a break. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So if you're still here, fine. If not, no worries. So Brad, this is the cool thing. I've got that PTSD question of the day, if you will, coming through. We sent you, and I think that would be something that would be interesting to discuss when we come back from the break, as well as well as the ancestry concept of emotions that maybe we don't identify as our own, but somehow they're impacting us. It's like really, really well. Now, also this Friday, I'm going to be speaking on spirituality and healing and the connection between the two. And I love the fact that you brought up, your journey was before I went in to see or to help somebody, was to pause in a prayerful way to ask for help from God. And then you were given messages that I don't know that you would have been aware that you were being given had you not set the stage for it in that way. And I think it's so brilliant and so important when I think about all my petitions to God as a teenager. God, please help me. Please heal me. It was a specific petition to heal me, but it wasn't, God, help me to learn what I need to know to help me heal myself, for instance. That wasn't my petition. But it turned out over the course of asking for help that I was...
That was the answer.
Exactly. That is like, this is what I'm going to bring you to. You're going to learn what you need to be able to help yourself. And then, by the way, we're still on the air for the Robert Scott Bell Show audience and our Facebook audience as we're chatting now, just so you know. But it's just the Broadion.tv that takes a break when we do our Monday simulcast. So,
okay.
Yeah. Just to give you a heads up, just in case you were wanting to cuss or say something silly.
Sure.
Not that you've done that when we've connected before, but anyway, so I've really appreciated you bringing that up as far as that journey goes, how it opened up, because that's a big part of my message when I talk overtly about spirituality and healing. It's asking a question with sincerity, with an open heart, with an open mind, all those things to say, look, I'm acknowledging in humbleness that I don't know, I don't have all the answers. You know, I talked about this last hour. It's like people look at me and say, well, you're smart, Robert. Well, I'm smart because I know I don't know a lot of stuff, and I'm open to learning it. That's what makes smart smart. So stand by. We're coming right back now. All right. Welcome back. Hopefully timing is just right here on Broadion.tv, our simulcast of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. You can find us at robertscottbell.com. My guest this hour, Dr. Bradley Nelson. Brad has got a book that's just sensational to help you overcome, attract emotions in a very unique way. The Emotion Code, you've got it right there. A foreword by Tony Robbins as well. How to Release Your Trapped Emotions for Abundant Health, Love, and Happiness. And we have that linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You've been training, you said, certifying a lot of people to be able to duplicate your work. But I've watched you at work, and I'm thinking, can people really do what you do? Can you really train people to do what you do? Seriously.
Yeah, we really can. In fact, let me tell you a story. A woman that we spoke to at one of our events a few years ago told us this story. She said that she bought the Emotion Code and started reading it, and she got it on audio and was listening to it too. And her son started reading it and listening to it, and he started practicing with his friends, and she didn't pay much attention. And a couple of weeks went by, and the phone rang one day, and she answers the phone. And there's a woman calling her, and she identified herself as the mother of one of this woman's son's friends. And she said, listen, she said, my son has had a severe phobia of water all of his life. You can have a phobia to anything. And he had a phobia to water. And she said, it's been very disruptive to his life and to our life as a family, but we've just lived with it. We've tried everything. We've taken him to many, many, many different people, tried to fix this. And she said, nothing has ever touched this. She said, right now, I'm at the community pool. And she said, my son is out playing in the water with the other boys for the first time in his life. She said, your son did this. She said, what in the world is he doing? How is this even possible? And that's the emotion. Those two boys are only 11, see? So that's how powerful this can actually be. And I have to mention something to you, because we were talking during the break about spirituality and the spiritual side of healing and asking for help. And to me, it seems like if you don't ask for help, you're being kind of silly. But I remember one of my patients told me that she went to a dinner party, and she was there with her daughter, and her daughter was pregnant, and their OBGYN happened to be there. And so the mother of this girl was talking with this doctor at some point, and she said, let me ask you something. She said, do you ever get into a situation where things aren't going well and you turn to prayer for help? And his answer to her was, he said, God doesn't know anything about what we're doing. And she just was like, oh my gosh. Okay. So they got a different OBGYN, but I always thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, that's an interesting thing you bring that up as well, because one of my arguments against allopathic medicine, it's not a disavowing the knowledge that they are good at certain things, like we talk about acute trauma care.
Right.
But if a doctor has an attitude like that, that indicates some form of atheism, that there's no acknowledgement of something greater than him or her, that's a dangerous place to be, even if they're a highly skilled surgeon. And the reason I say that is because all of their training to be the best at what they are capable of doing could be deadly if you are not listening to the voice of Spirit and God in that one moment where all your training says to do this, but something is telling you don't do that, do this. But you would say that's just nonsense because you don't believe in anything besides yourself in that case of that OBGYN. And I say, fire that doctor, even if he's the best surgeon in the world, because I want someone who's willing to do something different in the moment when they're given a signal, a message from a far higher and greater place.
Yeah, I have to totally agree. I mean, it's really prayer that brought the emotion code into the world. I'm just the teacher. I'm just here, you know, to bring it into the world and to show people how to do it. But it doesn't really have anything to do with me other than that. And the body code as well. These are healing methods that need to come into the world that are so incredibly powerful and so unbelievably simple that anybody can learn how to do this and yet get great results, on their own. Yeah. And the day's going to come when, you know, we're going to definitely need this kind of thing.
Oh, we need it so badly. It's just ridiculous. But you're what I love about you, among many things, is that you're trying to teach others to do the same or better than you. And that it is arguably a simple thing, even though it's like sometimes complicated to understand. You're like, whoa, that doesn't make sense. Yet the simplicity is there. And in the midst of that, you're empowering people. And even 11-year-olds, as you pointed.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Scott Bell Show.
We read about people all over the world, on every continent, and again, remember, you don't have to find somebody that's in your geographic area, because this work is done just as well at a distance as it is in live and in person. And there you go. There's the map right there.
Yeah, that's really cool. Look at that. You can just hone in on areas. But to your point, going back to prayer, Brad, I would say, take a moment to pray and petition sincerely. Ask God for guidance, help. And I've said this a lot about, say, how do I know who to see, what doctor to see? Ask with, again, an open heart and open mind sincerely. Because I think God knows whether you're lying or not to yourself, even if you don't know. But if you have sincerity, I think the gifts of healing are always trying to be given unto us. And it's up to us to remove the impediments. Or if we can't or don't know how to do it ourselves, then find somebody like yourself that is facilitated a way that's simple for others to help us to get there as well.
Yep, absolutely. So that's discoverhealing.com, really simple. I do not have time to work with individuals anymore. I don't have a practice anymore. I had to retire from that a long time ago. Now I just teach and travel.
Totally understand.
Yeah, but it's fun stuff, and you can learn how to do it yourself.
Well, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for being on board and being so patient, because I've been wanting to get you on for a while. Timing finally opened up, so thank you for being here, and hopefully it won't be so long between visits to do follow-up, and I'll let you know about this one event where I'm thinking it'd be great to have you at.
That'd be great, Robert. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
You got it. God bless you. Dr. Bradley Nelson, Emotion Code. Again, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to get you to discoverhealing.com. Very much in alignment with everything we do here. Very pragmatic, practical, and very doable. Anybody can learn this. I love the fact that kids can figure this thing out. That says how, I think, pure it is. And thank you, Brad, for that. Finally, one quick story here before we wrap up the show today. And we do a bonus round after the show, about 60 seconds after it ends, or those that are listening on the podcast later. It's pretty instant. But we just kind of talk about maybe something from the show, something we didn't get to, or something in the chat room. But there is a question of aspirin, and I've said this. If aspirin were up for approval as a new drug today, and the FDA was a legitimate organization, there is no way that they would approve aspirin for anybody. It is a dangerous, potentially deadly drug, and can cause bleed outs. Yet there are so many that think it's benign. You just take it every day for heart disease, et cetera. Don't do it, please. And if you decide to, look into other things, there's an article here at Natural Blaze coming out of, Sayer G and, the Green Med Info site. And its headline says, the aspirin alternative your doctor never told you about. Now, there are a number of things that can work similar to aspirin without the deleterious effects. In fact, the origin point of aspirin often is considered to be white willow bark tincture. So taking white willow bark rather than a synthesized form of aspirin could be good. But in this case, the article goes to a very specific ingredient known as pycnogenol. And there's a research page that you can click to that'll take you to Green Red Info's research page about it. There's a lot of peer-reviewed medical articles on this as a utilized, very nice, simple botanical. I would call it a medicine, but they'll call it a supplement, to get the benefits that you would want from an aspirin with none of the nasty effects that can occur. And they've done it for cardiovascular issues. They found out that like 100 to 200 milligrams of pycnogenol can get the same platelet aggregation inhibiting effects. In other words, you don't want clotting, right? And you don't want to take a blood thinner. You're like, aspirin. Well, there's some other side of it. Well, pycnogenol apparently is efficient as that at lower dosages than aspirin even. That's fantastic. So again, this is just the tip of the iceberg scenario, but I really wanted to mention this because so many people don't think about it, whether it's aspirin or other NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or even non-NSAIDs that people take on a regular basis, whether it be like Tylenol, which is so liver toxic. These things can, yes, have an effect on the body and certain symptoms that you don't like, but they can create 10, 15, 20, or 30 other more severe symptoms or circumstances. So we're going to cover the newsletter poll results in the bonus round. In other words, Super Don, when he sends out our daily newsletter, and I hope you'll sign up at robertscottbell.com. Great information, great sources to get to the heart of the matter, and silly, sometimes serious poll questions that Super Don asks. We'll get to that in a moment. If you want to stick around, come on over to robertscottbell.com/listen. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here, where the power to heal is yours.
Is it? Are you sure it's yours?
It is. It's mine.
Are you sure?
It's not mine?
Is it mine, though?
I don't know. I'm trying to get out on time, and you're telling me you're talking to me, so I don't know.
All right, fine. Never mind.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.